Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the man who was killed in a fatal crash on the N15 Sligo Donegal Road has been named locally. Last night's homelessness conference has revealed the public's concern for the problem in Donegal, according to Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle. And SIP2 members employed as drivers by Inishone Oil Company Limited in Carndonagh will begin an all-out strike at 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday next. Stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with PJ Lynch at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, a man in his 30s has been arrested in connection with a collision in which three Donegal women lost their lives. Margaret McGonagall of Castlereagh Brocklis, who was 69, her daughter Mairead Mundy of Ballylohan Brocklis, and Rachel Battles, also of Ballylohan Brocklis, both in their 30s, died following a three-vehicle collision near Acland Bridge RD just before 1 o'clock on the morning of July the 21st earlier this year. The man in his early 30s was arrested this morning and is currently being detained at Carrickmacross Garda Station. Meanwhile, the man who was killed in a fatal crash on the N15 Sligo Donegal Road has been named locally as Paddy McGrath of 7 Bindalis Avenue, Ballyshannon. The incident between a car and a motorcyclist occurred in the Sligo town side of Cliffney yesterday afternoon at approximately 4 o'clock. Catherine Gaffney reports.
The 66-year-old motorcyclist was seriously injured after his motorbike collided with a car. He was pronounced dead at the scene and was taken to Sligo University Hospital. The female driver of the car was also taken to hospital with minor injuries. The three children travelling in the car were uninjured. Witnesses to the collision are asked to contact Sligo Garda Station at 071 9157 100 or the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111.
While police in Strabane are continuing to appeal for information following a serious collision in Sion Mills last night. Two people remain in a serious condition in hospital following the crash between a Volkswagen Passat and a blue Vauxhall Astra, which happened at around 11:10. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says this particular road is one that needs due attention.
This is a road that is very dangerous and one that's very, very narrow. And one that has been prone to some accidents over the years. It's also a road that road service will know very well and has been on their radar. And I suppose it's a road that needs some review. I would be looking for that. The unfortunate situation is that with the road service budget completely gone now and the absence of a budget at Stormont, it's very difficult to call on road service to deem funds to review this road to ensure that it is more safe. But my priority today is to wish those who are involved in this very serious accident full recovery, and I would appeal to anybody that has travelled in that area, that was in the Glebe area, on the Melwood Road area, or in Sion area, that may have passed or seen anything, to come forward to the PSNA. All information is hugely helpful, but I do wish the two victims in hospital a full and speedy recovery.
As you say, it is quite a busy road, and even at that particular time of night, there would have been people from around the northwest potentially using that road and could have information for the police.
Absolutely. Every piece of information is important in a case such as this. These are country rural roads. This is a very narrow road, but also a very busy road. It leads to the Glebe, at Interlinks into Sion, the Bog Road. A very, very busy area, and one, as I said, is very narrow. Two cars found difficult to pass there at the best of times, and it is unfortunate that we're hearing this news today.
Irish Water have today released a statement confirming they have committed to invest in the wastewater infrastructure within Donegal to safeguard the environment and protect public health. This follows the latest EPA report, which found untreated sewage being discharged into receiving waterways at 44 locations across Ireland. Trish Lafferty reports.
Irish Water has today confirmed that it's currently progressing plans to address the discharge of untreated wastewater across Ireland. In Donegal, three locations have been identified as having no treatment or preliminary treatment only: Burton Port, Kerrykeel and Kilcar. Irish Water has committed to providing appropriate wastewater treatment in these agglomerations. The utility says the majority of the 44 affected areas listed in the EPA report already had active Irish Water projects in process to address the lack of infrastructure. An engineering service provider has now been appointed to undertake detailed design, planning and procurement services of the wastewater infrastructure for all areas. It's envisaged that these works will take place over the next 3 years in consultation with the local authorities, landowners and other stakeholders, with planning applications where required expected to be submitted to the local authority by early 2018.
It's claimed the fatal crash of Coast Guard helicopter R116 could happen again if navigation systems aren't updated. Aviation experts have issued new warnings after it was revealed that maps used by the crew didn't have the island where it went down off Mayo. Investigative journalists from RTE's Primetime have also discovered the pilots had previously complained about the issue. Aviation safety expert Kevin Byrne says there needs to be urgent changes.
We must have aviation safety at 100%. There can really be no room for compromise, because what did happen could happen, and perhaps it can happen again. The software should have every item on it.
SIP2 members employed as drivers by Inishowen Oil Company Limited in Carndonagh will begin an all-out strike at 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday next. They say it's in response to their employer's refusal to accept an invitation by the Workplace Relations Commission to a conciliation conference in relation to a pay claim. The workers will be maintaining a picket outside the premises every weekday and on Saturday. The company has been contacted by Highland Radio for a response. Speaking earlier in the 9 to Nine show with SIP2 sector organiser Teresa Hannock.
The members haven't had a pay claim for over 10 years. They engaged locally for the best part of over a year. I think it was only about a month ago our members ballot for industrial action. They waited over a year to try and get. Their aim was to get this resolved locally, to have a discussion with their employer. We've had a decent relationship. They would have a decent relationship with their employer for a long time. But the fact that the management has ignored the WRC, it leaves our members with no other option but to ballot for industrial and strike action.
Last night's homelessness conference has revealed the public's concern for the problem in Donegal. That's according to Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, who says people in the county feel that hidden homelessness is reaching an unacceptable level and something needs to be done before the problem gets worse. The event was organised by Housing Rights Awareness to discuss the problem at local level and the government's response to the national issue. Deputy Pringle says it is the political will of the government that is halting the problem being addressed.
There was a very healthy turnout for the conference in last night. I think there was over probably about 250 people there, which was, I think was shows that there's a lot of concern across the board in the county in relation to homelessness, the causes and the remedies to for the problem as well.
Was there any issues put forward in relation to Donegal directly?
Generally, people wanted to know the extent of the problem, and we're very interested in the fact that the issue is locally, and I think that's shown by the amount of people that turned up as well. There was a number of people who had their own personal issues that they wanted to discuss, and we allowed them to have their say in relation to that, but also them to discuss those issues personally after the meeting was over, which I think was very important too, because people do need to be able to talk about their own individual cases.
And going forward, what do you envisage the government can do best to help this?
Personally, I think that going forward, we can't solve this problem with Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil in power, because ultimately they are responsible for the problem, and Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are constantly pouring money at it, and the money is there. We have everything that we need to solve the problem except the political will, and you won't achieve that political will with those parties in power.
The Catalan Parliament has voted to declare independence from Spain. A motion that says they are going to establish an independent Catalan Republic passed by 70 votes to 10. Most opposition lawmakers left the chamber in protest. Sky's Michelle Clifford is in Barcelona but says this decision won't make any difference to the government in Madrid.
They are already well underway with the Senate in terms of bringing about the measures to take direct control of this area. We expect the Senate to vote this evening. The measures could come into force just after midnight. And again, we can hear more fireworks going off. There are literally thousands of people on the streets.
The Cathedral of the Inishowe Municipal District is warning that antisocial behaviour of any kind in the area will not be tolerated over the bank holiday weekend. It follows concerns raised in recent weeks over a gang of youth congregating in Buncrana, letting off fireworks and being abusive towards elderly residents. Gardaí are also warning that they will be out in force over the coming days in a bid to curb any such behaviour. Councillor Jack Murray says while the situation in Buncrana seems to have been addressed, the weekend poses the potential for similar incidents.
There's been an ongoing problem for the last number of weeks in the Ferris Lane car park area with some antisocial behaviour. It's really torturing local residents and making their lives hell at that time. So as I've made representations on this issue, I've spoken to the Gardaí, the superintendent locally, and he's assured me that they will be cracking down on that if there's any such behaviour on a Halloween night, a night when that will kind of be expected to be cracked up. So the guards are going to respond. They have made a number of arrests in recent weeks, and they will be doing so again if that behaviour continues.
We are unfortunately coming to a notorious bank holiday where we see a high level of antisocial behaviour. It would be an onus as well on parents to know where their children are.
That's true. Now, look, Halloween's a fantastic festival. It's a great weekend. It's a very enjoyable weekend, and people will rightly be going out to enjoy themselves. But it's just important that antisocial element doesn't take off, and the parents are aware of where their children may be, and just encouraging them not to be involved in this type of antisocial behaviour. Go out, enjoy yourselves, have fun, but just be respectful to the residents of the town.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's Kids Midterm Sale, this week only. Gear up at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And it's 14 minutes past five, time for the latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thank you, Michaela. And we're going to start with soccer, and it's the final night of action in the SSE Air Trustee League Premier Division. Oisín Kelly looks ahead to tonight's action.
There's one more relegation place to be decided on the final night of the season. Galway know that anything other than a win at home to Dundalk will consign them to a place in the second tier, along with Finn Harps and Drogheda United. A win for Shane Keegan's side at Eamon Dicey Park could draw Sligo Rovers and St Pat's back into the conversation. Both sides start the night 3 points clear of Galway. A point for Pats away to Derry City or for Sligo away to Drogheda will see them survive. Trailing Shamrock Rovers by just a point, Derry can snatch third spot this evening at McGinn Park in Buncrana. Should Rovers slip up against Limerick, Derry, who have already secured a place in Europe, could take third. Nicky Lowe is struggling for the Candy Stripes with a hamstring injury, and Nathan Boyle is out with a groin injury. Elsewhere, already relegated Finn Harps finished the season with a trip to Dublin, playing Bohemians this evening. Ethan Boyle won't be able to play at Dalymount Park because of a hamstring injury. Damien McNulty, Sean Houston and Paddy McCourt are all very doubtful, but Eddie Desan is back after suspension. We will have live regular updates tonight from both games involving Finn Harps and Derry City. Chris Ashmore will be in Dublin to watch Bows against Harps, and Martin Holmes will be following the action in Buncrana as Derry hosts St Patrick's Athletic. Both of those games kick off at 7:45. And finally, champions Cork City will lift the Premier Division trophy following their game with Bray Wanderers at Turner's Cross.
As Oisín mentioned there, Highland Radio will have live updates from Finn Harps' trip to Bohemians and Derry City's game against St Patrick's Athletic from 7:45. In local soccer news this weekend, the Ulster Senior League sees leaders Derry City Reserves take on Letterkenny Rovers, who are tied with Coghill Celtic in second place. Swilly Rovers take on Bunnaghy United in the other tie. The Ulster Junior Cup sees 15 ties this weekend, with Aileach FC versus Glenaie United the big fixture there. The FAI Inter-Youth League is starting tomorrow, and it sees Donegal take on Inishowen at the Mostrom Hill. Kick-off in that one is at 2:30. In GAA news, the All-Ireland Masters semi-final between Mayo and Donegal, which was refixed from last weekend, takes place tomorrow at 2:30pm at Corran Park in Ballymote. Locally, the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Championship relegation final between Ardra and Leavuire is at Glenties with throw-in at 3pm. The loser of that game will play intermediate football next season. And the Tyrone Division 1 final between Airgly Kieron and Coal Island takes place at Carrickmore tomorrow with throw-in at 2:30pm. Ahearn and Ernie face off in the relegation promotion playoff, with the winner playing in Division 1 next year. This weekend also sees Ulster Club Championship quarterfinals taking place. Tomorrow sees Slochnail from Derry take on Tyrone's Oma St Enda's in the Senior Club Championship. In the intermediate grade, Derry Club Newbridge take on Belcoo from Fermanagh. Donegal Junior Champions Niamh Colmkille are in Ulster Junior quarter-final action against Ballium Q of Cavan tomorrow evening. But Sunday sees Donegal's League and double Cup double-winning side Kilcar face Scotstown of Monaghan in the seniors, which will be live on Sunday Sport with commentary from Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh. Donegal Intermediate Champions Milford will face Killeavy of Armagh in their Ulster quarter-final on Sunday, with Derry's Derek Trosna facing Ballyhagan of Armagh in the Junior Championship. In rugby news, Bundy Aki and Simon Zeebo will both be in action when Connacht host Munster at the sports grounds tonight. The Corkman has been left out of the Ireland squad for the November internationals following his decision to leave the province at the end of the season. Aki has been called up for the first time. Ronan O'Gara has cast doubt on Zeebo's presumed move to Racing 92. The French club's assistant coach says they are just one of four top 14 clubs vying for the 27-year-old's services. Ulster play Leinster on Saturday evening at the Kingsbank Stadium in a game that sees Rory Best make his 200th appearance for Ulster. Staying with rugby, and in the All-Ireland League Division 2B tomorrow, City of Derry host Old Crescent. And in Division 2C, Oma are playing host to Tullamore. Our featured game on Saturday Sport will be Strabane's trip to face Civil Service in the Gordon West Cup. In rally news, WRC Wales Rally GB. The cars have finished their driving for today and Elfyn Evans will lead the way going into day two. Ott Tanak is in second place, 24.6 seconds behind the leader, with Sebastian Ogier a further 2.2 seconds back in third. Tyrone's Chris Meek is down to sixth, 42 seconds behind Evans. In basketball news, LYIT basketball have a National League doubleheader weekend with a game on Saturday and another on Sunday. Saturday sees them face St Paul's Killarney and Sunday sees a Northwest derby between themselves and Sligo All-Stars. LYIT fell to a 2-point loss last weekend in the National Cup to Kane's super value Killorglin in a game that ended 84-82 to the visitors from Kerry. In athletics this weekend, the Ulster Even Ages Cross Country takes place at Ross Trevor tomorrow, with plenty of Donegal athletes hoping for great performances. Sunday sees the return of the annual Dublin City Marathon, which this year hosts a big number of Donegal competitors. Letterkenny's Katrina Jennings will be out for victory in the overall women's category. And finally, in golf news, world number one Dustin Johnson shot a 9 under par 63 in his second round at the WGC HSBC Champions event to jump into the overall lead. He's now a stroke clear of fellow American Brooks Koepka. Wicklow's Paul Dunn is 4 under into the weekend. That's all for your sports news this evening. Don't forget, we will have live updates from Finn Harp's trip to Bohemians with Dermot Doherty from 7:45 p.m. And also Martin Holmes will be reporting live from Derry City's game against St Patrick's Athletic as they try and claim third position. Tune into Saturday Sport tomorrow with Kenny Harkin for all the latest sports news. But for now, it's back to Michaela at the news desk.
Thanks, PJ. For weather now, it will be dry this evening with bright spells in many parts, but fog will linger in a few places. Winds will be light variable with lowest temperatures tonight of 4 to 5 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a man in his 30s has been arrested in connection with a collision in which three Donegal women lost their lives. Margaret McGonigal, her daughter Maria Mundy and friend Rachel Battles died following a three-vehicle collision near Auckland Bridge RD just before 1 o'clock on the morning of July the 21st. Irish Water have today released a statement confirming they have committed to invest in wastewater infrastructure within Donegal to safeguard the environment and protect public health. This follows the latest EPA report, which found untreated sewage being discharged into receiving waterways at 44 locations across Ireland, including Burtonport, Kerrykeel and Kilcar. Police in Strabane are continuing to appeal for information following a serious collision in Sion Mills last night. Two people remain in a serious condition in hospital following the crash between a Volkswagen Passat and a blue Vauxhall Astra, which happened at around 10 past 11. And the Catalan Parliament has voted to declare independence from Spain. A motion that says they are going to establish an independent Catalan Republic passed by 70 votes to 10. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. In the meantime, you can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferter. Good evening.
Deber Mahas a column ferret and saw in the priest guilty. Tess right eant at Olis at Ogurchig Forest, Nigeligel, the scheming at Muiniha, Avaser File, on Holart, Don Geliget, and Yavilis a hog jeg a carcon kin. Being kid, kin, aku Ershul, ig enach and Erectus and Kilarnia, Erendarna, lad, amina sauna, Hugus Ractalar, ya eha Olis, son Earhus Carterina, Mises Shahogin, that you canon, Ericade last fee, Hugus Egolterland, e canon, Kahargara, Erendarna last fee, the mina sauna. Lelin na nihinta run hi forest nigeliga olus fin obers na hagriakta a skemen and wenihia august na takiarta a tower foil. Bei arctus na sauna ag falu ar kalarnia con the kiri a rist a jericade la august and kuigaladamina sauna la homohori uga karna chira torch ayer and ella consult august bria winch as in remsa lahan emakti avesor shul. Tahar ag sulgame toskrak lajari lahar a rist on ear huskert. Ta process Fobly, Majula Capu, Ward, Nua, Udras Nigelta, Fogarha, Egan Aristat, Joe McHugh, Tashakt, Voluntus, Lalinu, Erin Ward, Maran Trevcha, and Ward, Kuig Vian, August Chucky, and Kion Jeru, and Kion Raha Conjeru, Jeremisa Shaw. Hogging, Tatelu Olus, Majulus and Frosis, August Kajin Doyle, Hiratus, Yanu, Erin C. Vigilin, State Boards, Bunkai E. August and Sprechdata, Taigashna, and Neo Lad, the Minasana. Ta Funchi, Tully, and Ashon, and Grupa Kaharnakta, Ross Gill, and Ashon, Flood Fund, Eg Agru, Shreich, Jeru Shaktini, Eg Onij, Jeffrilla, Erfod, and Honde. Le chodil leis na daoine tá faighte gan dhéan in dhéanaine tailtí an ina seáin. Tá imeachtaí go leor idir ceol dosaí agus caiú bréige agraithe an ionad defriúla ag tosaíocht an dearadh seachtaine seo é tí faidí óg a chraochlaí tá chontas fáscailte sa chóir chreidiúsa i ceara gairt fásta chun dé seo chuid do daoine sintiú sa thuairt spé báil an chaiste stiúrta chiva ní bhualan i mo chodirta an seo ar Highland Radio Tráthnóna de Máirt ag lehanaí a thocht le gach óla stíobhse. Sin mo chuid sé eile go léir slán agus beannacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, October the 27th. The death has taken place in the Remalton Community Hospital of Eddie Gallagher, Creevery, Rathmullen. Removal from Remalton Community Hospital tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock going to the residence of a sister Teresa and Willie Gordon, Ballyconnelly, Rye, Rathmullen. Requiem Mass on Monday morning at 11 o'clock in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. The death has taken place at her daughter Evelyn Collins' residence of Madge Collins, Meanawara, Redford, Culdaff and formerly of Bishop's Hill. Funeral from there Monday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Bogan, Culdaff, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations are new to Bogan Parish Church Restoration Fund, care of Liam Collins, funeral director or any family member. The death has taken place at Alton Galvin Hospital of Anne Richardson, St Paul's Park, Greencastle and formerly of Ballybrack. Her remains will repose at Collins' funeral premises with viewing from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 4:05 to arrive at St Mary's Church, Ballybrack for 5 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 12 midday, followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at her residence of Bridget McGowan, Ne Lochray, Nealers Road, Boncrana. Remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. House private on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred at her late residence, Dramore Letterkenny of Rose Patton, Nae McBride, Glen Alla. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards to Cornwall Cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Child Counselling Service, Pastoral Centre, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Con McDade and Sons Funeral Director, Old Town, Letterkenny. The death has taken place of Seamus Gillespie Tully Arvin Boncrana. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill for 3:00 Requiem Mass. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Nappy Boyle, Maharalusk, Bombeg. Her remains are reposing at Gidor Funeral Home this evening until Rosary at 9:00. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, going to St Mary's Church, Derrybeg for Requiem Mass at 1:00, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Aris Gidor, care of Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director, or any family member. The death has taken place in Letterkenny University Hospital of Susan McGeehan, Drimnaha, Fintown. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Rosary tonight at 9:00. Family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1:00 in St Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has taken place at Beechill Manor, Lisfannan, of Betty Spillan, Seacrest, Shore Road, Buncrana. Remains are reposing at McLaughlin's Funeral Home. Removal this evening at 5:15, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10:00, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family home strictly private at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place at her residence of Mary Logue, 68 Brocka Road, Eglinton. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11:00 Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Tamna Heron. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Alzheimer's Society, care of George Gormley, Funeral Director, 71 Main Street, Clody, County Derry. The death has taken place of Hugh Conway, Mallon, and formerly of Belfast. His remains are reposing in PJ Brown Funeral Home, Old Park Road, North Belfast. Funeral will take place at 10:00 tomorrow morning at St Paul's Chapel Falls Road, Belfast, with cremation afterwards at 11:30 at Roselawn Crematorium. Inquiries to PJ Brown Funeral Home, Old Park Road, North Belfast. And the death has taken place in Letterkenny University Hospital of Teig McCullough, Fanna Boy, Gortahork. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Rosary tonight at 10:00. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. Removal from his home tomorrow, going to Christ the King Church, Gortahork, for 1:00 Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Inquiries to McClafferty Funeral Directors, Gortahork.